welcome back to Nature Pod. I'm William Terry, and I'm Macedon Ranges Shire Council Environmental Engagement Officer. In this podcast, we're going to talk about five night birds that you might encounter in the Macedon Ranges. One particularly rare species of owl that occurs in our area is the barking owl. In that recording, you could hear two barking owls calling to each other. Carl Just, a local ecologist, has been searching for barking owls for many years. Carl, can you tell us a little bit about why you think barking owls are so special?
Partly because they're quite elusive for me, so I've been many years trying to find them. And I have had one experience when I was sitting in the forest one night and was terrified by this call I heard, which was like a sound like a woman being murdered. And the barking owl pretty much has a call that is like a scream, a very terrifying kind of piercing shriek. So yeah, it's a very interesting call, and it also has the sound like a dog barking. And they're quite endangered bird, they're declining quite rapidly.
The species is known to feed on a variety of small to medium-sized animals, things like sugar gliders, bats, cockatoos, ducks, rabbits, and even rodents. And while this bird is quite rare in the local area, pairs of this species have been recorded around Lauriston, Baringo, around the Cobourg State Forest, and even Newham. The Victorian Action Plan for the Barking Owl suggests that there's only 50 breeding pairs left in Victoria. This next species of owl is the powerful owl, which, like the barking owl, is also a threatened species. The powerful owl that you just heard there is the largest owl species in Australia. It grows to 65 centimetres tall and has a wingspan up to 1.3 metres. Now, this owl, to escape mobbing birds, will often roost in quite dense foliage, things like narrowleaf peppermint or cherry bellart are commonly used trees in our area. If you ever come across one in the day, you may notice it clutching onto a prey item that it's caught the night before. Powerful owls are incredible predators and will take a variety of prey items, including greater gliders, brush-tailed possums, ring-tailed possums, and sugar gliders. Next up, we're going to hear from the Boobook Owl. The Boobook Owl that you just heard there, sometimes called the mopoke, is a very common species of owl that occurs in our area. And they particularly can be heard around Mount Macedon and Newham District. While much smaller than the last two owls, they mostly prey on insects, but have also been known to take small mammals like rodents and even microbats. Next up, we're going to hear about barn owls. Barn owls are the most widespread owl species in Australia, and are relatively common. During the day, they sleep in tree hollows, caves, or old buildings. They feed on rodents, small birds, and insects. But by far, their favorite food is mice. And that's why you often find them around farms. Unfortunately, barn owls can often fall victim to secondary poisoning from rodents that have been poisoned. Local ecologist and resident of the Masson Ranges, Ian Temby, recalls a personal experience about this happening.
2 years ago, I heard a barn owl call, but I'd never seen one there. But within a week, my neighbour said, oh, I found this dead bird on my place, and it was a dead barn owl next door, probably the one I heard. Because it was a dead bird, I think it may well have eaten a rodent that had been poisoned. That really highlights that problem of putting out poison for rodents.
Next up, we're going to hear from the tawny frogmouth. That was the unusual call of the tawny frogmouth, which is not actually an owl like the other birds that we've talked about. And unlike the other birds, which use their feet, their talons, to hunt their prey, the tawny frogmouth uses its great big mouth to catch its prey. Things like frogs, moths, rodents, and anything else can fit inside its mouth. Unfortunately, tawny frogmouths are often roadkill victims, as they chase moths, which are attracted to the headlights of passing vehicles. Have a listen to the following recordings and see if you can identify the night birds that we've discussed in this podcast. Thank you again for listening to Masson and Ranger's Nature Pod and learning these calls of the five night birds. Feedback is welcome about these podcasts, and you can email us at environment@mrsc.vic.gov.au.